message today, I'm going to recap a little from last week. The message today is the mission of Jesus. From the reading, you'll see that he definitely has a mission, and it was one that the disciples weren't that keen on. They wanted to say, hey, hold on a minute. We've not signed up for this. But we'll go more into that in a bit. So last week I asked if anyone has ever had frog's legs and snails and eaten them. There was one or two, I think, who said yes. And then we went on to further say that they tasted like chicken. I have no intention of ever eating frog's legs or snails. Whether they taste like chicken or roast beef, I don't care. I'm not intending to eat them. And I thought that was a good way to explain kind of how we feel about God sometimes, because he is indescribable, as the song says. And we can only say, well, he's like this and he's like that. And a bit like a child, really. And then we said, there is only one God, eternally existent in three persons. And that is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But remember, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. We cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. And it's very hard to work out the Trinity in your own mind, and that's what this is getting at. And my reading from Deuteronomy 29 about the secret things. The mind by itself will find difficulty in grasping the idea of the Trinity. It must be spiritually discerned. Then we looked at the two questions that Jesus asked. First of all, he asked, who do men say that I am? And then he said, who do you say that I am? And it was then at that point that Peter said, you are the Christ, you are the Messiah. I found that it doesn't work when you ask your wife in the 21st century, who do you say that I am? Because she said, what are you on about? You're my husband. And she's right. And I hope she carries on remembering that. Anyway, that's beside the point. But Peter, in this setting of a town that ancient times was a Baal worshipping town, and then more recently, Caesarea Philippi was a Greek worship of Pan. Pan was their god, half goat and half man. And it gets its name today, Banios, from that of Pan. But what does Christ mean? What does the word Christ mean? In Greek, it's Christos. In Hebrew, Mashiach. And it simply means anointed. And we have to remember that anointing in the Old Testament was very important. Only two kinds of people were anointed. They were the priest or the high priest and the king. So this anointing, this Christ is an important thing. In the Old Testament, David wouldn't touch Saul. Why? Because he was the anointed of God. He recognized this importance of God's anointing. He was approved by God, so David wouldn't touch him at all, and yet he had plenty of opportunity. And then at one time, Jesus himself was asked the question, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And he says, "It is as you say." Yes, in other words. So, Jesus, we can see as a king. Sometimes we've lost that notion of anointing and its importance. The Jews were looking for a deliverer. They expected a military type of leader, and they were disappointed. When Jesus said to them that the Son of Man, and that phrase Son of Man is mentioned 80 times in the New Testament, 70 of them are what Jesus referred to himself as. And it points to his humanity. But there's plenty more pointing to his deity. One of my favourite theologians is called R.C. Sproul, and I think Derek likes him as well. He was asked what the main problems of the next century might be. And he said, well, it happened in the 4th century, the 5th century, the 19th century and the 20th century. So I expect it'll be the deity of Christ. And so that's why it is so important for us to understand the Trinity, because it's under attack, the deity of Christ, that Jesus, the man, is also God. And I mentioned different organizations and religions that don't accept that. Here in Mark 8, Jesus makes it plain to them, his disciples, no parables, no riddles, no mysteries. He makes it plain to them what his mission was. And he said that he must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise. He spoke plainly about this. Peter didn't like it. I don't think the other disciples did either. And he took him to one side. I could just imagine him putting his arm around Jesus and saying, "Come here, I need to have a word with you. What's all this about?" But Jesus rebuked him and told him, "Get behind me, Satan. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." And we have to be careful that we don't fall into the same trap. Back to the theme of the Trinity. There is only one God. In Romans 3:30, it says, "Since there is only one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised by faith." Mark 12, verse 29 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." New Testament proofs for that there is only one God. Can God be plural, even though he is one? Well, let's have a look. In Genesis 1, 26 to 27 says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. So God created man in his own image." Also in Genesis 3, verse 22, "Man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil." Is the Father God? Well, yes, he is. In 2 Peter 1, verse 17, says, "For he received honor and glory, God the Father, from God the Father." Ephesians 5, verse 20 says, "Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything." There are many other proofs like this. I'm just giving you a small smattering. Is Jesus God? In John 20, verse 28, Thomas said, to him, "Behold, my Lord and my God." In Hebrews 1, verse 8, says, "But about the Son, he says, your throne, O God, will last forever and ever." 1 Timothy 3, verse 16 says, "God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles," refers to Jesus, who is God. Philippians 2, verse 5 to 6. "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature of God." So I hope I've put to bed the fact that Jesus is the Son of God. Is the Holy Spirit God? Well, I think we know the answer to that is yes. In Acts 5, verse 3 to 4, Peter said to Ananias, "How is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit? You have not lied to men, but to God." In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. The Holy Spirit was the divine co-creator. He existed with the three of them. Many scriptures reveal the full Trinity. The Bible clearly teaches us that there is one God. The Bible reveals that there are three divine persons: God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and that these three are one. Not three gods, but one triune God, eternally existent in three persons. I like that song, "Indescribable," don't you? It starts, "From the highest of heights to the depth of the sea, creation's revealing your majesty. From the colours of fall to the fragrance of spring, every creature unique in the song that it sings. All exclaiming, indescribable." I can't read my own writing. "Unattainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by..." Excuse me, "by name. You are amazing God, all-powerful, untamable. Awestruck we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim, "You are amazing God." Who has told every lightning bolt where it should go, or seen heavenly storehouses laden with snow, who imagined the sun and given source for its light, yet concealed it to bring us the coolness of night. No one can fathom, indescribable, unattainable. I like this part of it. You see the depths of my heart, and you love me the same. You are amazing God. Why did Jesus have to suffer these things that he talked about? And it was because of our sin. It was because of our wickedness, our enmity against God. But they were looking for somebody else, and that's why they rejected him. If you look for something, then you'll only see that one thing. It's a bit like football. A little. If you look for Cavani, this is Manchester United, by the way, and you don't see Cavani, but you see Ronaldo, you don't want him, do you? You want Cavani. Anyway, they're changing their minds a bit now, but they wanted a military leader. They wanted a deliverer, someone who would just walk through, solve all their problems, and create a Jewish state all over the world. But they didn't get that. Instead, they got a humble saviour who came. And yet they didn't believe him, even though all the miracles, even though the amazing sermons he preached and the demonstrations of his love towards people, even though he rose those from the dead, they didn't see it because they were looking for somebody else. And then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples. He just told his disciples off. And he says, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up the cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it." What can anyone give in exchange for their soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and simple generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his Father's glory. Another confirmation, his Father's glory, and with the holy angels. The Trinity has been argued about for centuries since a man called Arius in the 4th century decided that Jesus wasn't the Son of God, equal with God, but he was created, so therefore that was his thinking. It caused such a storm. The church reacted to it so strongly, and in the year 325, they had the Council of Nicaea, and it was disputed there. And in the end, the church decided that Arius was wrong and that Jesus is the Son of God. And it's been disputed and talked about ever since. But today we have a fuller account of the scriptures. And we know that Jesus is the Son of God. So my question again is, who do you say that I am? Who do you say that Jesus is? Just have a think about that. And we're going to sing again now. Oh Jesus, I have promised.